Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
My second guest coming to us live from the biggest city in Te Waipounamu, Christchurch, Ōtautahi. Morena to Mim Jensen, who's on the line. Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you doing?
I'm very chill. Despite having kind of an annoying cold thing, I think the energy levels are picking up, which is doing a world of good.
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
Very, very good. How are things in Christchurch? Is it pretty breezy? Botan's looking nice this time of year?
Man, it's actually looking like a nice day outside. I'll be honest, I haven't actually gone outside yet. I only woke up not that long ago, but it looks like I will enjoy it once I do.
Nice. I went to the Christchurch Botanical Gardens for the first time last year, and I was gobsmacked. They were gorgeous. They were lovely.
Yeah, like, we're honestly very blessed to have them.
Totally. And you're very blessed because not only have you put out a great EP, Shadow of the Gift, which we'll talk about in a second, but you also opened for Shehad recently, which is very, very fun.
I did. Yeah, last Friday.
Yeah, how was that? How was, you know, was the audience? Did they warm to you quite well?
Yeah, honestly, like, it went sweet. I mean, at the Nelson one, I did have this one person in the audience that kept yelling at me, play Paramore, play Paramore. shut that down pretty quick.
That's good. What is your, like, strategy when that happens? Do you just ignore it, or do you, like, single them out on the mic and be like, hey, shut up?
Sometimes I'm literally just like, that's some energy, brother, and then I just, like, go on to something else, you know? I'll just call it out and then just move on. Nice. I think that seems to work best, like a quick little clear one-liner, but...
Yeah.
No, that was really good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear. I saw them a couple of years ago, and they were a ball of energy, Shehad.
Yeah.
They still got it, which is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
In spades. I saw a post you made on Instagram about 3 weeks ago where you couldn't perform as much as you wanted to because you were resting your vocal cords. What does your vocal self-care look like, aside from just not singing, I guess?
Honestly, the main thing that anybody can do is just literally rest.
Literally rest.
The most important thing you can do because, you know, if you're in a relaxed state, your body will heal. You know, it will recover quicker if you just allow it the time to just do what it needs to do without any added stress. So that was kind of my main thing that I did, is like I cut down on work. I slept a lot. I didn't party or drink or anything. You know, I quit vaping and stuff, which was really hard, but I'm so glad that I was able to do that. And then just a lot of vocal steaming and, you know, like taking care of my diet. And I kind of just tried to do everything I possibly could because nothing had ever kind of happened like that before. So it really freaked me out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got through, which was good.
Uh-huh. It's a holistic approach, is what you're saying.
Mm.
Yeah. Nice.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, I think even if you do lose your voice, you can still work around that in a lot of ways and maybe change your sound to react to that. But I don't think that you should worry about that anytime soon. I hope you don't.
Yeah, God, I hope not.
Oh, my goodness. I love the name Mim as well, which is, of course, I guess a shortened version of your birth name, Miriam. How do you get that nickname? Because it's hard to kind of give a nickname to someone who has the name Miriam in the first place. But how do you get to Mim?
It's like a really Australian thing. I was born in Australia, and I think like there are quite a lot of Mims in Aussie. Aussies love to shorten names.
Yeah, Mim. So, g'day, yeah, Mim. How you doing, Mim?
Yeah, that's all right.
It's very Australian.
So yeah, just my family have been calling me that since I was like, you know, a wee bub. So it's just sort of stuck.
Yeah, crack up, Mim. That's great. That's awesome. The new EP is out, which is bloody fantastic. Yeah. I've spoken to so many different people who have a range of emotions when they drop. There's excitement, there's sad, there's anxiousness, there's all sorts. How do you feel?
I honestly just feel really happy. Yeah, like really happy today. It's crazy because, you know, so much work goes on behind the scenes of these sorts of things, and you know, it was like a year in the studio working on it, and so now I'm just so happy, like, it's finally out. It's like, yeah, yay, done.
true. And yeah. I reckon the kind of love that you've had from, you know, not only the radio stations here, but also the college radio stations in the States, and I guess the plays you get on the older DSPs must help with that joy.
It does, you know, but at the same time, like, you know, I'm just really happy that I get to do what I love. So
for sure.
But yeah, it has been really great to see the response. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very well received, to my understanding. And, you know, I mentioned before there's some US college radio stations playing it, which is so awesome. How did you find out about that? Did they contact you directly?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm working with management as well, so they sort of help facilitate with that sort of stuff as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
The third track on the EP, PTP, which features a lovely, I think it's a banjo breakdown, but I can't be sure, towards the very end of the song.
A banjo breakdown.
It was a banjo breakdown?
Yeah.
What is P2P? What is it? Is an acronym?
Yeah, for pen to paper, the first line of the song.
Ready.
Yeah.
Is that just about the process of like songwriting and whatnot?
Totally, because like, I mean, I feel like a lot of the time, as soon as I kind of do put the pen to paper, I'm like, oh, here we go, I can relax.
Do you have to work with pen and paper when you're songwriting, or can you use digital means, or does it just not feel the same and feel weird and inorganic?
Like sometimes I do just use my phone if I'm
like,
yeah, on the go and I just need it, but there's just something about, you know, the analog process it just, nothing beats that for me.
Totally. Do you have good handwriting or is it kind of shit?
Nah, it's kind of shit.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, I used to have really good handwriting in primary school and high school. High school. But now I just don't do it ever, and it's really illegible. I've got doctor's handwriting.
My handwriting feels like 47 personalities. Like, it constantly changes and shifts, and it's all weird. Yeah, I don't know what that says about me, but...
A Warm Gun, which is, I think, my favourite track on here. You say that loneliness isn't your nemesis, that it's a man trying to control you, and I think it speaks to many of the themes of heartbreak, trust issues, alienation on the project. And on the track, when you ask if it's you looking back at the barrel of a warm gun, or are you the chosen one, are you likening, like, finding a romantic partner to staring down the barrel of a gun?
Yeah. This one, at least.
What was I going to say about that? Oh, my goodness. I guess, is that just a bit of a scary thing for you?
It was just a very intense ending to something, and I was very angry, and mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just, I guess, being quite honest with that. But, you know, it's a metaphor, but...
A metaphor.
Yeah, it was an intense time.
Well, I like the imagery of a warm gun, because it's kind of like, you know, it's obviously terrifying, but it's also warm, which has a lot of nice connotations to it, you know. It's a real good metaphor. What do you think you'll be working on next, now that this is out? Is that in your periphery at all, or are you just, like, all focused on the EP?
All focused on the EP for now, but looking at touring... in May will be amazing.
Amazing, eh?
Yeah. And then working back, going to be back in the studio pretty soon after, working on some new stuff.
Mean, very, very fun. How big are you going to go? Oh my god, how big are you going to go with the tour?
Oh, this one's just going to be little. I think it's going to be Christchurch in Dunedin, which will be nice. But planning on coming back up north later on in the year.
Nice. It'd be awesome to have you down, man. It'd be great.
Totally.
Did Queenstown ever cross your mind? Because I've noticed that Queenstown and Wānaka have kind of been popping up in a lot of South Island tours lately.
Yeah, I would really love to. It's just, you know, budgets, but but we will get there. We will get there for sure.
Yeah,
I've played Queenstown quite a few times now, and I love it.
Nice.
Because
I always have very mixed feelings about Queenstown, because to me it doesn't feel real in a lot of ways.
I kind of like that, though.
Well, it's real if you have like walking around money, I think. But I don't know. Like the rent prices there are quite ridiculous. But it's good. It's nice to visit. I'll say it's nice to visit. I don't think I could ever live there though, unless I had millions of dollars. But yeah, that's awesome that you're going to be working on new stuff later in the year. Would you be maybe putting out a big album instead?
Not quite now. Mm. It'll most likely be another EP, but then I've got my sights on an album after that.
Very, very good. Awesome stuff. And do you have any videos that you'll be working on for any of the new tracks from the EP that haven't already got videos?
Oh, yes. Safe and Body is getting a video, which I'm very excited about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Yeah. Fan-bloody-tastic. I think we'll leave that there. Do you have any date for when you might come down to Dunedin? Any time in mind?
All I can say at the moment is May.
that's awesome. That's great. Well, hopefully when you come down in May, we'll get you through for an in-person chat. But we'll see how we go.
That would be great.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on the program today. It was lovely chatting with you.
You too.
Take care.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, that was Mim Jensen coming to us live from Ōtautahi Christchurch. We're talking to them about their new EP, Shadow of the Gift, which we're going to play a track from. Here is Warm Gun by Mim Jensen from their new EP, Shadow of the Gift. Coming up very shortly at 10:30, we have a chat with Jay Clarkson about their new record, Falling Through. Here's Mim Jensen on The One.
Loneliness ain't my nemesis. It's a man trying to control me. I was right about at least one thing. Can't trust a man to hold me.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.